Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stahl, who is chasing the ball. McCraw reaches third base with a triple. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball towards left. Robinson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Robinson. Hershberger moves to second. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Romano and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahl strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's Athletics 2, White Sox, 2. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball towards center. Berry settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Berry. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Charles moves to second. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bryan hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 2 in the game. Voss strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Bill Heath pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Dick Green. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher fires to first and picks off Campaneris. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 3 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Brian and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Al Weiss now playing second base. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.